Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Lo and behold, it's another Monday. And if you look at the clock, that means this is also time for our network update. Every Monday, about 8:15 in the morning and 5:15 in the afternoon. This is where we pause and check what's going on around YNOP. Want to keep you informed. Roger Longquist joins us for the conversation, General Manager of Your Network of Praise. And Roger, this time around, let's focus real close to home, what's going on around YNOP. And I understand a lot of this conversation just deals with new stations coming up this year.
Yeah, you know, Dave, I think that is going to be the story of 2024 for us, new stations. And interestingly, all of these are full power stations. None of them are translators. So this is going to be a very big year of increasing the reach of Your Network of Praise. And I'll go through the list and share some of the locations in a minute. But I just want to mention that about a week ago, we had a YNOP board meeting. And we took the time, put all the typical reports and everything on hold, and we took that time so that the board could get a good picture of where this next couple of years is going. Mm-hmm. Because God is doing some very special things behind the scenes. Some of them we're not quite ready to talk about yet, but a big part of that is, before those things happen, seeing that coverage increase in certain areas, Wyoming in particular. Mm-hmm. So new stations is definitely going to be the big part of 2024.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear what's coming up.
Well, the first one, and this one we didn't think we were going to be talking about in 24 because we thought it would already be done, is KGLE-FM in Glendive.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll make that the first prayer request of this network update, because we have everything ready to go. All of the equipment is in our possession. We have the time on the calendar. Nick and I will both get over there and put that together. The last thing that we just can't get done is get a tower crew lined up. So that is the prayer request. We really, really want to see that finalized here as soon as possible, because everything is ready. The equipment's bought and paid for. We just need to get that tower crew, and then that station can go on the air.
Okay. Yep. Sometimes you lay out all the perfect plans, but there are all these variables we need to put together. So let's pray about getting that tower crew in there. That's good.
Yeah. Then during the rest of 2024, we have licenses in several cities, and the first one is Big Timber, Montana. That's one that we've also mentioned in the past. That one we're fairly close on, but we cannot get the tower lease solidified, so that's our prayer request on that one. We have a permit for a new full-power station at Glasgow, Montana. That will be replacing our translator, which has been on the air for many years. That new full-power station at Glasgow will significantly extend the range of the station. So that's why we have the license for that and are working that one through.
Excellent.
The next one is down in Utah. This is in Mazer, Utah, which is near the area where our current radio station is. And that one is another project. It's a kind of a long story how we came into this, but we were able to acquire that permit in Mazer, Utah. So that one is going to be towards the end of the year, I think. Hmm. Another one that we're excited about is in Wyoming, one of these areas where there are many small towns that add up to quite a bit of population. We'll be broadcasting from a mountaintop near Lander, Wyoming. And Dave, that station is going to reach 35,000 people or so, we're estimating. And again, the cost of operating it, very limited. Big signal, because it's going to be broadcasting from one of those mountains. And there are some pretty tall mountains in Montana and Wyoming, so we're really excited about that, filling in a void where there's just no Christian radio right now.
Yeah, that's a beautiful part of the country. And 35,000 roughly in population, that'll be a wonderful impact.
Yeah. The next one is in Jordan, Montana, and that one is very small population, but it's interesting the timing on this. As we've been talking with one of our new board members, Gary Cridland from Miles City, about this, they're building windmills, big commercial windmills in that area, and there's thousands of people coming in and out of there just to work on the construction. Then there are all the people who don't live in Jordan, but they go to the various recreational areas nearby. So as they're driving down the highway, they'll now be able to pick this up, because, again, it's a full power station that is at Jordan, Montana. So one more that God has, I think, a special, unique ministry in mind for.
Boy, this is a geography lesson today, Roger.
Yes, it really is. And now we'll even head further east to another state. Dickinson, North Dakota, is where one of our full-power stations is going to be going later this year. This one, I think, is special to me because there was a group of people a number of years ago who tried to get a Christian station started in Dickinson, and it just did not happen. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of barriers that have to be overcome when you're trying to get a Christian radio station built, and it just didn't happen at that time. But now YNOP has a license, and we will be able to build that station later this year.
Oh, good.
Then we head back to Wyoming for the next couple, and these are two new locations and one that we're already on a station that we're leasing. We're leasing KRKY in Douglas, Wyoming. We're now, in the next few weeks, going to be taking ownership of that as soon as the FCC paperwork is approved, which should be any time. In addition to taking ownership at Douglas, we have a new station at Wheatland, Wyoming. This is a radio station that is on the air and broadcasting, but not YNOP. We'll be buying that station and putting YNOP on KKWY in Wheatland, Wyoming. And the third one is a new build-out in Winchester, Wyoming. This is one of those areas that actually is just south of one of our existing YNOP stations, so people will be able to continue listening to Your Network of Praise as they drive down the freeway. And again, it fills in not an enormous amount of population, but it's going to cover many people. So we're very happy to pick up each of those new locations in the state of Wyoming. And then the last one on the list is actually sort of a bedroom community of Cheyenne. It's about 65 miles east of Cheyenne, Wyoming. This will be KAVA in Kimball, Nebraska. And so that'll be our first station in the state of Nebraska. But that one will be a good fit because, of course, many people in that city would go to Cheyenne for medical care or shopping, and so they'd be able to listen to us in Cheyenne, but then they'd lose the station before they got home. Now they're going to be able to listen when they get home on the new radio station in Kimball, Nebraska. So, Dave, that's the new build-outs. Then we have the part that's not so exciting to talk about, and that's repairing some of the stations we already have that need help.
Okay, where does that lead us?
Well, first of all, KALS in Kalispell, we need to do a replacement of the antenna system. That is going to be a very, very expensive process because it involves bringing in a tower crew for probably at least 3 days. They're going to have to take down the old system, take down the old transmission line, put up all new antennas. Because we've had a problem with ice falling off of another tower close by and hitting our antennas, we're going to be encasing the new antennas in fiberglass radomes. So it's going to be a big job and a very expensive project. And then the final project is KXEI in Haver. You know, KXEI just turned 40 last summer, as you remember, since you were over for the 40th anniversary party.
Right.
Well, the transmitter is just saying, I've had enough. And so we are going to be replacing that transmitter. Part of that is just the reliability issue. We want to make sure that KXEI has a very strong, stable transmitter. The current one is holding out pretty good, but it's starting to show signs of wear. And then the other problem is nobody doing engineering in this current era knows how to fix those old transmitters. So we've actually had a couple of times where we had a problem and it was just difficult to find somebody who knew how to address it because the technology has changed a lot from when that transmitter was installed in 1983. That project is going to run about $85,000 just to replace that transmitter. So the Lord's given us a big agenda of things to get done this year. It's going to take a ton of money to get it done, so please pray about that part of it. The manpower issue, as we're going to keep Nick busy, but we also will have to bring in some extra help to get some of these projects done. And between the cost and the manpower, we have two very big prayer requests for you throughout this year.
Boy, okay. Yeah, hopefully some folks have been writing down these prayer requests because we do appreciate that. So expanding into new areas as well as strengthening what we have already existing, much needed repair work going on there. All right. Thank you, Roger, again. Please be in prayer as we move forward. Big year 2024. You can go back, listen to this whole thing once again, our network updates on our podcast page at ynop.org. Also, we'll post that at Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.